My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin contacts Mavis Mills, who is Joe Curry's, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado's, scammer. So listen and enjoy.
So where we last left our stories, Belinda asked me where I was going, and I told her I was going to fight crime.
Crazy.
We are going for February 28th. Me and Mavis Mills.
Oh.
Mm.
Ah, Joe wakes up. A scamming child who gets its wings. Of course, Mavis Mills is Dick Eldorado, or a.k.a. Joe Curry's gal, who they haven't spoken in a while, and I am the intermediary trying to put those two kids back together, because Joe doesn't check his spam filters.
Stupid Yahoo.
Stupid Yahoo. Yahoo? Where? What?
Talking about yourself?
Yeah.
Very good.
Hey.
Now I'm glad you're not at the concert. All right. February 28th. I ask her how old is her daughter. She goes, soon she will be six. I go, cool, what's her name? Bariki Lawal. I go, pretty. Does it have a Ghanaian meaning? She goes, her dad is a Muslim. It's a Muslim name. I go, is it against Muslim law to marry a Christian? She goes, I guess that's part of the reason why I'm not with her dad. I go, what happened? She goes, it's a long story. Well, I go, I need to know about you, so I have something to tell Richard should we get to that point. I'm all ears. Tell me your story. She goes, okay. She goes, well, he's cheating, and also in their religion you have to marry more than one. I don't want that. I need a man who love me and be with me. So many things happened with his family. I go, Muslims can have one wife. My country is full of Muslims with one wife. Our president, for instance.
Sure.
I asked if she's still married to him. She goes, we were not married when I gave birth to Bariki. Guess that's my worst mistake. I ask if she's still in contact with him. She goes, no, but my child goes over there.
Oh.
I go, so he's a part of your daughter's life. She goes, yep, but not my life. She goes, I need a man who will love me. She goes, I need a man with an easy touch. I go, it is good he's in your daughter's life. So how did you and Bariki's father meet? She goes, she doesn't understand. And then she does understand. I go, yes.
She's a little indifferent. No, she's focused. But
I ask her, she met him at work, online, through friends. She met at a friend's party. I guess they got invited. So she asked me, so please, how is your friend? I go, Mavis, I need to know about you. Richard is alive. That is what you need to know. The more you tell me, the stronger the case I can make for Richard to give you another chance after the lies and deception.
You're a hard ass. Richard is alive.
What a pal, though. What a pal.
I know. He's back.
What a pal. Poor Dick Eldorado living in a basement with Mr. Whiskers. Plus, the joint burnt down. He had him with a friend. Now it's getting rebuilt.
Wasn't there a flood, I thought? I thought there was a storm. And like,
was there a flood, too?
I thought like you and Whiskers
did
were like going like
a flood. Wreck. Yeah, flood.
Wait a minute. Did you get
your bullshit straight, mister?
Yeah, I know.
This is why you're in the bullpen.
Yeah, really good memory.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Not really. My
you
memory.
Actually, you know, I was.
No,
I don't want to stop him for a second. You always say, I don't have a good memory. You actually do have a very good memory.
Yeah.
Do
scary.
I was like, you were. I remember that gig. You were wearing yellow socks. I'm like, this gig was 10 years ago. How do you. You have a very good memory.
I'm just focused on you, Joe. I only remember things about my pal. So I asked how long they were together. She goes, I'm sorry I lied to you. It's because of some of the guys around. I go, it's not me you need to worry about lying to unless in our conversations you are lying. What do you mean some of the guys around? Some of the guys will just chart you. That's the way you're saying chat. And want to know everything about you. I go, you were looking for a guy on their internet, so what did you expect would happen?
Yeah.
She goes, I know it's not easy, but can never say never. I'm happy I found Richard and not letting him go. I go, I understand that. I go, did you ask Belinda to help you find a woman, or was this something you decided to do on your own? Now, remember, the reason I asked that, because back in August of 2012, all of a sudden when I was away, Agnes at the time, Belinda now, Agnes at the time, all of a sudden had a whole bunch of males added on her Facebook page, a bunch of dudes.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, hey, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to find some men for my friend Mavis Mills. She's not good with the internet. She can't find a man. And that's when I said, well, do I have the man for you?
Oh, yes.
So he wasn't available, so we sent Richard Eldorado in.
Pinch hitting for Joe Curry.
Dick Eldorado.
Dick Eldorado.
She goes, I told her I need a man because all my effort of trying using my real pictures wasn't worthy. I go, what did Belinda advise you to do? She asked to say the truth. I go, when did she tell you to tell everybody the truth? Now, remember, Belinda just came to clean to me in January, end of December, mm-hmm. 2012. This is now the end of February 2013.
Right.
So this is an important question. Some months ago, she told me if I'm not real, then I should tell the truth. I think that was when she told me she is not Agnes but Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did she try to help you find a man when you were using other people's pictures? She never knew it was not pictures. She thought I was the one in the picture. Do you know she has lied to me about you? I asked. She goes, what did she say? I go, let's discuss that further on video chat. I'm around Saturday, 8 p.m. your time. We will really have much to discuss. She goes, I can use a webcam at a near cafe, but they don't have a microphone. We can do that. I go, sometimes you can get a headphone and they have a mic attached. That is what Belinda uses. Obviously, we need you to have a microphone and be able to hear me so we chat. Let me know what you can do about the issue. No point otherwise.
Right.
I go, maybe the cafe would have it. Use Skype, it's free. She goes, I don't know whether I can get a headphone. And I said, the cafe might have stuff. Ask them or a friend to borrow, blah, blah, blah. She goes, I'm going to the cafe now.
Oh, really?
I go, I'm prepared to give you what you want, which is a way back into Richard's life. But a lot of lies have been told by both you and Belinda. Me and Belinda could be over. Me and Belinda could be over because of the lies and the continuing of lies. I suggest you use this opportunity I am presenting wisely. Now I'm putting my relationship with Belinda, so if they are in the same cartel, you're going to lose two of us.
Right.
She goes, it looks like you don't believe the gal you love. I go, I do not believe people who continue to lie to me. She, too, has the opportunity, and she is fully aware of it. I need to move on with my life if this is not to be. Richard has started to move on with his, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let you back in if you, too, can't take the opportunity to be truthful. She goes, what has she been doing to make you believe she's telling lies? If you don't even believe the gal you love, how much more you don't even know? I go, I know more than I tell you.
Ooh.
Wow, you know what, though? She just called you on the carpet.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.